When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part, our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Manning pivots to throw.
Intercepted by Ohio State.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The whole arch thing, let's just pump the brakes here.
Today's guests, comedian Bill Burr, Academy Award winner Spike Lee, ESPN College Game Day analyst Desmond Howard, actor Dylan O'Brien. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Sitting here on the Rich Eisen Show desk, proving this is not a no-show job. I'm here on Disney Plus and also the ESPN app, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM. And we say hello to you on this Wednesday program. Pardon me. I forget what day of the week it is because I'm taking off for Brazil tomorrow. These are not lies. I'm heading off to Brazil to call Chiefs and Chargers on YouTube on Friday night. We're a day away from, yes, the kickoff of the National Football League season. The Cowboys and the Eagles play tomorrow night. And I start this show with words that I love to say when we're fortunate enough to say it. Bill Burr's in the green room.
Hey now.
And he's about to come on out here and be Bill Burr, which is awesome for us and awesome for all of you, whether, again, you're watching on Disney Plus, the ESPN app everywhere, or listening to us on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. How are you?
Hey, Rich. I'm great. How are you?
I'm DJ Mikey D. Is in D's Nuts.
Good morning, Rich.
TJ Jefferson, is that candle lit over there?
It's getting lit. You know, I was having some Bic problems, but we got it. Good.
I think there's some medication for that.
Consult your doctor.
Just consult your doctor before lighting that candle.
How you doing today, Rich?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Everything's
good in this here neighborhood. Again, I did NFL Network last night for 2 hours.
That was fun.
NFL Game Day season preview show.
Did you bring in the t-shirt cannon for us?
I did not. We had to give that back to the LA Clippers.
Oh,
had
man.
No idea the Clippers would be in the news today. There's lots going on in the city of Los Angeles right now, and that includes, obviously, this three-hour program.
Yes, sir.
Many of you, let me straighten out the Rich Eisen Show mug that you can get at the richeisenshop.com. Some of you, again, may be new to this program. If so, where you been? Okay. Not to be aggressive. Where have you been? We're celebrating our 11th anniversary coming up next month.
Yeah, catch up.
But here's how it works. We talk a lot of football. And every week there is a cadence. Mondays, we talk a lot of football. Tuesdays, we talk a lot of football coming off the Monday night game. Thursday, we talk a lot of football leading to the Thursday night football game. Friday, we talk a lot of football coming off of the Thursday night game, previewing the upcoming week of college and professional football.
I see a pattern for him.
Midweek, because Mondays, we've got Overreaction Monday, the podcast, and also a segment on Tuesdays, Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. On Fridays, we like to play a game called What's More Likely, where Chris Brockman puts me in a position to have to choose between two concepts that I don't really agree with, but really or predict what's going to happen over the weekend.
Of course.
So we do that on Fridays. On Wednesdays, didn't used to do this a lot because I frowned upon it.
Frowned? Hated?
Yeah.
Loathed.
Because what is a power ranking?
It took a while to get you convinced.
Well, I understand it. A power ranking is somebody's opinion of which teams are the best in the National Football League in a certain order. Best at the top, and then, you know, worst at the bottom.
Yeah, Rich, someone's opinion. You're someone.
I get it. But,
that's true.
But why? I don't know who came up with the fact that when we're ranking them, they're power rankings. You know what I mean? Like, from most powerful to weakest?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. There's nothing electric about it.
Is there another word you'd rather
slide in there? Maybe I'm too literal, but I also just thought to myself, really? Because you're just opening yourself up to, you know, nonsense criticism. Uh-huh. Then I thought to myself, you know what? I've got to get down to Brockman's level.
Thank you.
And
it's better than the solid rankings.
The solid rankings.
So think about that.
Not acceptable.
Yeah. You know.
So every Wednesday, I rank National Football League teams.
Here we go.
And I figured to kick off our first Wednesday here in the world of Disney. Here are my week. We're calling them week one power rankings.
Yeah, these are week one. So here's the deal. I have all three. You've done three versions.
Throw those out.
No, but I have them and I'm seeing how they compare.
But throw them out because I did a power ranking the Wednesday after the Super Bowl.
Yep. February 12th.
Which was really stupid.
Uh-huh. No, I loved it.
Because it wasn't of the season that just completed. I was previewing the 2025 season.
Way too early.
We're still picking confetti out of, I shouldn't say out of hair since, you know,
We don't.
Yeah. Right. So,
well, speak for yourself.
Very good. But you always cover your hair.
I mean, I'll take it off.
Well, you don't have to.
Then you did one April 30th.
Which is dumb because post-draft. It was after the draft. And then post-draft. I did one in the middle of the summer, which is also equally
August
dumb.
August 6th, okay, right before preseason.
Throw those out.
We have different definitions of what's dumb. I love what those.
I love these.
Those mean nothing right now. 0.0.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
And they were also done in without knowing what free agency was coming after the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know, having no idea which rookies are potentially going to be any good, which we have a better idea now, somewhat higher register,
maybe.
Not knowing which generation.
Throw those out because now
we get traded.
It is on like the proverbial Kong O'Donkey.
Here it comes.
That's the Irish off mic laugh.
The Felly's laughing off mic.
Off mic.
My God, that was very Jackie the Joke Man laugh right there.
That was one of my favorite video games, man.
The first edition or week one edition of
Here we go.
My Power Rankings.
See the smile, Rich.
This is my
Power Rankings. Okay, gotta love the private pile drop.
You're looking like Cam Newton, just like,
hit a double.
And if I like it, you're gonna go the drill sergeant? Your mommy and daddy didn't give me enough attention as a child?
That sounds like royalty.
Leave my team off the power rankings.
Are you royalty?
And that's coming. That's coming.
10.
All right, number 10.
Bandwagon's full. I'm putting the Broncos number 10.
Wow, so you've had a different number 10 all four times.
Throw that away, Chris. I'm just don't even bring it up. People don't care what I thought about the season coming off the Super Bowl. This is now it.
By the way, you had Denver 7 a week, like a month ago.
This is the rubber meeting the road.
All right.
This is now rubber meeting the road.
I'm not throwing it out, Chris.
I'm not either. I'm going to tweet these out.
The Denver Broncos are 10.
Okay.
They're a top 10 team. They're a top third in the National Football League team. We had a nice chat with Sean Payton yesterday. He loves Bo Nix. Bo Nix is barking back at him. He's barking at Bo Nix. Tough love, tough coaching. Here we go.
Ferris Bueller.
Tough defense. I like their running game. I can't wait to see what R.J. Harvey's going to do. Let's go. Let's see if Nix to Sutton can actually be that top 10 quarterback to wide receiver combination. Evan Ingram. Everybody says he's...
Evan Ingram, yeah.
Has there been any more discussed position in the NFL than Sean Payton's Joker position? without people really knowing what that means.
No idea what it means.
Hey, Evan Ingram's the Joker in the Sean Payton offense.
If oh, really?
You, yeah. What's by that? The way, I'm giving everybody something to say around the water cooler. If there is one in your office, if you're working non-remotely and you go to an office and you want to sound like you know what you're talking about, you just walk up to a coworker and go, hey, did you hear Evan Ingram is the Joker in Sean Payton's offense? And just let it slide and walk away. You're welcome. Giving people something portable to sound knowledgeable.
Number nine.
I'm putting the Los Angeles Chargers here. See, Najee Harris is ready to roll on Friday in Brazil. Here we go.
Ready to roll.
By the way, when we talked to Jim Harbaugh the other day for the pre-broadcast meeting, I tried to ask him about the separation of carries between these.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
About Omari Hampton.
Yeah, and
all he would allow is that Hampton's going to start.
Oh.
And if that's the case, by the way, it's the first time in Najee Harris's career in which he won't start.
Mm-hmm. Najee Harris,
71 games in a row.
Four straight 1,000-yard seasons.
Correct. So we'll see how that works. Justin Herbert doesn't throw as much anymore. Another stat I picked up in the preparation for this game.
He doesn't.
That I'm calling on YouTube because I'm a lead pipe wielding professional. How about this one? In Justin Herbert's first 62 starts, he threw for 30 or more times in 58 of them.
Wow.
In his last 17 starts, meaning last year, just 10 times he threw for 30 or more. So they like running it. Let's see their defense. Derwin James loves playing in this defense. I like the Chargers at 9. Number 8, I'm putting their co-tenants, the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, interesting.
Listen, you know who should be an honorary captain?
The doctor?
The orthopedic.
The epidural guy?
The orthopedist or the chiropractor.
The guy who drives
Ladies
that.
Ladies and gentlemen, out there for the coin toss with the Rams captains.
Yeah, the trailer
Matthew
guy.
Stafford's chiropractor. Fantasy, late fantasy team name? Okay, we're the horse out of the barn. They'd be much higher if Stafford was not pushing 40 and we're talking about epidurals.
You had them at 5 a month ago.
Stop it. Just throw that away.
I'm just
comparing. Number 7 on the list are the Washington Commanders.
Oh,
I like,
interesting.
I like everything about the Commanders, except they're the oldest roster in the league.
Mm.
Usually that does not translate to everybody playing all 17 games. They do have a young unicorn. I love the fact that they finally signed Terry McLaurin early enough to get a nice couple weeks of practicing. I don't know who's running the ball. You know? Bill, don't call me Jacory hyphen it.
Well, he's fourth on the unofficial official depth chart.
Who knows, man? Let's see what the Commanders can do. Let's see what year two looks. They're definitely a top 7 team. Number 6, I am putting the Green Bay Packers right here solely because Micah Parsons is now there.
I
think the Packers are going to take that trade and it's going to look really good and they're going to start feeling themselves. And, you know, the stat that you're going to hear more of, Bart Starr's first Packers championship, which was the Super Bowl when he won.
Mm-hmm.
He's 27. Do you know how old Brett Favre was when he won his Super Bowl?
I'm going to guess 27.
How old was Aaron Rodgers when he won his Super Bowl?
Please say 27.
How old is Jordan Love?
Oh, is he 27?
Same age James Joplin and Kurt Cobain and Jimi Hendrix were when they
died. That's your Powerball in Wisconsin.
That's okay. Not a good comparison, TJ.
I'm sorry. Well, Rich, even if the doctor says Micah needs a bacchiotomy, you still got them?
I got Micah Parsons there with the Packers. It's by the way, he looks like a spring chicken in the practice video.
Oh, I couldn't bear to watch
Green Bay, so. Not on any of the other power rankings this offseason.
Enough. Top 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
I think everybody's overlooking the Detroit Lions just because they lost their coordinators.
Kind of important, Rich.
So what? But you know what? Dan Campbell's still there. Jared Goff's still there. Sonic and Knuckles is still there. Amon-Ra, the sun god, is still there. LaPorte is still there. Jameson Williams is still there. Aiden Hutchinson's coming back. They had to stop practices at some point during the summer to tell Hutch to slow down, and then he wouldn't. So they would let the plays continue. Even though Hutchinson was there to end the play, technically, they just said, play through it. Because we need to practice.
Wow.
Maybe, just maybe, before Sunday, you hear Hutch has signed a new big fat deal, too.
Ooh.
That usually happens.
You got a little birdie?
I got nothing.
You got
something,
Rich?
I've got something except gut and feel and heart.
Okay.
And a power rankings. With the Lions 5th.
Okay.
4th, the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, Bills.
Uh-huh.
I think I see where this is going.
They moved up a little bit.
What does that mean?
Well, you had them.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Those were during the spring and the summer.
Yeah.
It's absurd. These are official power rankings. All right? Rubber's meeting roads, sir.
Let's go.
Just say it.
The Congo Donkey's being played.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
Well, these are words Kong I just said. Congo Donkey.
It's unlike Donkey Kong.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's Josh friggin' Allen. Did you hear him say?
He's yelling, too.
Did you hear him say he and his wife are always going to be in the honeymoon phase?
Ooh.
God bless this guy.
Well, he just got married.
Stop it. Stop it.
He doesn't know he's going to be honest.
Stop it.
Stop it.
I think it's beautiful.
Until one of his trophies gets chucked out of his head.
I think it's lovely.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of here.
It's a trophy chucked out of him.
Wait till
you
go to the bathroom with the door open.
Number three.
Yeah.
Number three. That's a different power rankings. Thank God you said that, and I wasn't coming to number two and one.
See?
Thank God you said that before three, which I don't think there is.
Too quick.
Don't answer.
Well,
the Ravens are three.
Ravens.
The Ravens are three.
Ravens.
I love the Ravens. They can win the Super Bowl. We all know why. Yada, yada, yada. Okay? Their defense, their offensive line, their quarterback. That nightmare of a running back. All of it. They can win it all. We all know they can. It's just what happens when it's all on the line in a do or die game in January.
I mean, we don't know that they can.
I am seeing the Chiefs in person. I'll see if I'm right or wrong about putting them two.
Okay.
Chiefs two.
But I'm talking to them over the last couple of days for this YouTube game. They are locked the F in. They are locked. They did not like what happened. They have page turned. They are ready to roll. And I like them at number two.
You're really going to put Dallas at one, Rich?
Hold on a minute.
That's pretty funny.
Nope.
I can't believe you're going to.
Yeah, no, the defending champs.
That would be sick.
We have an opportunity if the Eagles win, only the second time in the National Football League to have back-to-back champs. I said it. Chiefs went back-to-back. Eagles can go back-to-back. Last time that happened, the Dolphins and the Steelers did it in the early 70s. We have a chance. It's real. And it's potentially spectacular.
For sure.
Except anybody who roots against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sorry, TJ.
So that's my power rankings. There are many like it, but this one is mine. In case you're wondering, it is 5 AFC, 5 NFC.
Did you split it right down the middle.
As a matter of fact, did. Because
you did plan that.
I was thinking, do I put the Bucks in and which team do I take out? I almost fence rode on 10 by putting Broncos Bucks, but I knew that would be a party foul.
That's a TJ thing.
I know. I don't know. We'll see what the Bucks can do against the Atlanta Falcons, and we'll see how this changes week to week.
That's my week one
NFL power rankings.
Let's go.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Bill Burr spent enough time in our green room, for crying out loud. Bring him on out. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most funny people on planet Earth.
Yes, sir.
And a friend of the program, which I'm pleased to say, Bill Burr, when we come back in person.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon. Sometimes the most painful part of getting sick is the getting better part. Waiting on hold for an appointment, sitting in crowded waiting rooms, standing in line at the pharmacy, that's painful. Amazon One Medical and Amazon Pharmacy remove those painful parts of getting better with things like 24/7 virtual visits and prescriptions delivered to your door. Thanks to Amazon Pharmacy and Amazon One Medical, healthcare just got less painful.
The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from, I know the way, to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
ESPN Radio rejoins us right now. And Bill Burr is here in studio, released on Hulu back in March. Bill Burr, Drop Dead Years, nominated for 2 Emmys, Outstanding Variety Special, and Outstanding Picture Editing for Variety Programming.
Look at that.
How about them apples?
Yeah, Variety Special. Me and Paul Lind.
I'll take Bill Burr for the block.
Yeah, you put
in the center square.
You never saw his every once in a while? I'm a YouTube guy, so I go on that. Every once in a while, the Paul Lind Halloween special comes up.
Is that right?
Oh, it's amazing. Kiss closes it out. It was fantastic.
Yes. Kiss.
Nobody really did mushrooms in the 70s. You didn't need to. You just put on the TV. It was all just like, how is all of this happening on the same show? This is amazing.
Yeah, that's an interesting algorithm you got there that's feeding you Paul Lind. What else pops up on your YouTube algorithm?
I don't know, but you know what did pop up was I was in the green room. And they said, you want some coffee? We got a Starbucks right across the street. It's just like everywhere you are, there's a Starbucks across the street. It's right across the street.
It's like they're following you
around.
Isn't
that unbelievable?
Yeah.
There's a McDonald's right down there. It's terrible coffee.
And I don't know.
Do they extra burn the beans? Is that what they're trying to do over there?
And plus, what's the difference?
Then they stick it in the plastic cup, so you get the microplastics in your head, and you're ready to start your day. And then you go, I need some hot takes with your makeup ready face, so you're out of here. It's like you guys are setting me up to fail here.
Plus, is venti a large too? Like, can't we just use words like large, extra large, medium?
Because they know it's garbage, so they gotta pretend. They gotta pretend you're in Europe. Would you like a grande? It's a cappuccino. It's like.
By the way, scratch our Starbucks opportunity off the list. Yeah, tell our friends at Good Karma that we're out with Starbucks.
You know, it doesn't make a difference. The CEOs will still write themselves a bonus check.
Look at you, man.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I like what's going on out there. It's about damn time. There was a little pushback.
Bill Burr.
Anyway, let's get into it, man. Let's get into what he couldn't even wait until I came out here. Go ahead and ask me.
What'd you think of Bill Belichick's first game as head coach of North Carolina?
What'd you think of Joe Namath on the Rams? What'd you think of Johnny Unitas on the Chargers? What happened to that guy? What do you think of Lewis Hamilton driving a Ford Pinto? Since when? Mm-hmm. Is the University of North Carolina even in the conversation of a college football powerhouse?
Not at all.
Exactly.
And still not right now.
Exactly. He's driving a mid-sized car, and he's going to try to, you know, he's got some curb finders on it. Can he have more than one game? Oh, look at that. Look at the look, you know, that look on his face. Like, you guys, all this says to me is how much it bothered you that for 20 years, you couldn't even enjoy the greatest NFL head coach of all time. Yeah. Did you see him lose the first game?
No.
You loved it.
What did you think?
You loved it, Rich. You loved it, Rich Eisen.
I did not. As a matter of fact, I enjoyed watching
it. Do you know who played for the University of North Carolina and nobody even saw it happen? Lawrence Taylor. He played there for 4 years. And then all of a sudden he was on the Giants. It's like, oh my God, who is this guy? Where did he come from? Oh.
North Carolina.
Yeah. That's a basketball school.
Yeah, there. And Michael Jordan was
there. Can't you let a man enjoy his retirement?
He's not retired,
though.
Can't
the man just go to North Carolina? He dealt with New England winters for 20 years. Can't he just go down there?
He's saying we're moving on to Charlotte.
Have a good time with his girlfriend.
Do you want to chime in on that one, Bill?
Just because we've never won a Super Bowl, and, you know, maybe you're miserable in your relationship, you just got to attack this guy 360.
Look, I'm not attacking
him.
He's
in North Carolina. He's having a good time.
He's on campus.
He's on campus. He's back. He's like one of those Freaky Friday movies. He's down there with Jamie Lee Curtis. Nothing that happens at the University of North Carolina is going to affect what happened in the NFL. You can try to make that be something.
No, and there are other shows talking about what happens in North Carolina could affect
his
legacy.
Let's talk about the major stories here today. You remember Emmitt Smith on the Phoenix Cardinals?
The Phoenix Cardinals.
What happened?
Terrible.
I mean, I just don't think he has the passion anymore.
I think isn't that where he broke Walter Payton's record, though?
No.
He did not break Walter Payton's record.
He was over,
over 16,000 yards, though.
I remember when Tony Dorsett went to the Denver Broncos, and I have to tell you.
It hurt.
That's what Belichick on the sidelines of North Carolina means to
you. He gave the guy one game.
I know, but...
You're sitting there falling all over yourself to get on the good side of Arch Manning.
It was only one game. Keep your head up there, kid.
You got a senior citizen who goes south to retire, and you're kicking his cane out from underneath him. You know, you play the nice guy, Rich, but I'm telling you, the more I do this show, the more I see Richard. I don't see Rich anymore. You're down to earth. Yeah, just call me Rich.
That's right. Okay. Excuse me. I don't believe. I just asked you what you thought of. You're a big Patriot fan. You're seeing what happened.
That's
in the
not
first
why
game.
You asked me, and you know that. You guys have been doing this forever. You were doing this while we were winning Super Bowls.
I know that. And I had no problem with that.
Was the football a little lighter? I mean, it was pathetic. Pathetic.
Now, that was ridiculous at the time. And I said it at the time, and I'm saying it again. I'm saying it now.
That was one of the...
was insane.
That was one of the great flags of all time.
There was like a... What was it? How many people
cares?
Was that
let's,
report?
Let's move on. Let's move on. Why don't we talk about something positive?
Which is?
The Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
The whole team is like this side at 25. They're fun as hell to watch.
Yeah.
You know, we could maybe make the wild card. Maybe we don't, we're moving in the right direction.
You're definitely making the wild. I think right now the only question is where's the series against the Yankees? Is it in Fenway Park or is it in Yankee Stadium? That's where it is in the stand. Unless the Yankees or the Red Sox catch the Blue Jays, which would be possible, I guess. But
for some reason, they're like only like 3.5 games, 4 games in front of us, but it seems like 10.
Yeah,
it was like
right.
When I watched that Ohio State game, like their defense was so good. When Texas was down 7-0, it felt like 17-0.
Yes,
like they are stacked. I tell you, you know, when you got the money, you know?
Yeah.
And you throw it around the right way.
You're talking about Ohio State?
I'm talking about college football now.
Okay.
I'm talking about that quarterback you guys got from LSU. That's what I'm talking about.
You're on my side here.
I know, but I... No, because you came at me. You came at me with the Belichick thing. It's 9:00. I got here.
Yes.
I didn't even drink a coffee. And then you offer me that garbage. And then you immediately come at me with Bill Belichick. And it's just like...
I did see you in the green room, and I did say, listen,
let me tell you something. When you came to go see me in New York, that was a different Rich Eisen.
Oh, wow. That same guy. Wow.
And all of a sudden, you know, Rich needs tickets to see me do Taming the Shrew or whatever. He's all nice. He's got on his penny loafers, and then you get him in his own house. Oh, my God. What happened?
Yeah, you saw Broadway, Rich.
You know what? That best ad ever. I've always felt that was a red flag. You know, if you're the best dad ever, do you need to advertise it?
That's a good point.
It's a gift from my children.
Shouldn't the kids just be walking in just to remind you? My dad is amazing.
Well, it's the gift they gave me, and it just keeps giving.
I'm going to buy you one that says best takes in all of sports media.
Done.
Right there.
I will take it.
Done.
I will take that. And you were, by the way.
That's how far into his ego he is. He didn't even realize that was a joke.
No.
I like that.
No,
I agree with that.
You were great on Broadway, Bill.
Was I? I don't like how you said
you
that.
You were great. You were great. It was awesome. And you know you and Glenn Gary Glenn
didn't
Ross
call you solid, so that's good.
Yeah, I hate that word, by the way. Solid. Like if I told you, hey man, that was a solid performance.
Yeah,
that's not great.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You were great on Broadway.
It's not bad.
It was an outstanding production. It was a wonderful night. And you know what? You were solid. It was a solid.
How was Belichick? Was Belichick solid?
No, he definitely was not.
No.
Most certainly not. He's got. It was more liquid. It's definitely more liquid. I love how you take me asking you that question as an attack.
You barely said hello. You came in. You got the handshake out of the way, and it was like right into Belichick. I'm like, oh, man, this guy's loaded for bear today.
Bill Burr here.
What happened? Did one of the great Celtics from the 60s pass away today? Do you want to bring that up, too?
Is everyone okay? I mean,
I haven't checked. Okay, Sam Jones, all right.
Everyone's fine.
Here's one I looked up the other day.
What'd you look up?
The most yards passed all time in a college football career.
Okay.
And Case Keenum.
Get out of here.
University of Houston. And then went undrafted.
He did.
Threw for 20,000 yards, and they said, we don't respect your division. You're 6'1". and you know, you're playing in a spread offense, and they didn't draft him, and he's 37, he's still playing in the league. What? He instantly, and he was also in the Minnesota Miracle.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, immediately.
He played, and he took the Vikings to the NFC Championship game.
I love a journeyman quarterback.
You do.
They always got a nice tan. they don't have like a lot of concussions. Like Steve DeBerg. He was the Magnum PI. He was the Magnum PI of the NFL. The guy played like 38 seasons.
Yeah, I know. He was pristine.
Thing was, for 38 whatever seasons, probably like 20 seasons, he was always ready to go.
Right. And of course, you know, you wound up having the greatest backup quarterback in the history of the National Football League, Tom Brady. You got him going out there. And then,
I always would have said it was Steve Young.
Well, I mean,
Joe Montana and Steve Young on the same team. I don't think I've ever seen that.
That's true. That's true. But I mean, Brady is the greatest.
Right, I know that was hard.
Brady is the greatest backup quarterback in the history of the National Football League. To go from backup, once upon a time, you're the backup. You didn't get drafted. You're not starting right off the bat.
Was he a backup?
Oh, hell yeah. Drew Bledsoe got a $100 million contract.
He was more of a rookie, right?
Well, it was year two. He didn't play at all.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, man.
You could put Drew Brees on that list also.
You could do that. Yeah. That's not a bad... Why are you looking up who's got the most passing yards in the history of college football?
Because, you know, I have depression issues, and I need a distraction. And somehow, like, sports numbers...
By the way, you know who's
amazing and they don't really mean anything?
You're second all-time college passing yards?
Do you know? Or you didn't look that up?
No, but I was surprised. But if you notice, like, everybody that has the record now is really, like, from now because of how the game has become so offensive-friendly.
Dylan Gabriel is second.
Oh, the current backup quarterback in Cleveland.
Correct.
Right now. Okay.
Sitting in a Red Roof Inn being like, how many yards do I have to throw? How many yards do I have to throw to get a shot?
60-something thousand, not enough. Okay, good to know.
18,722.
How about that? So Arch Manning can do it. See, I told you.
How hard is it to say Arch and not Archie?
It's terrible. I almost say Archie every damn time.
It's really difficult.
I know. I got to write it down to make sure I'm not doing anything stupid. We have a sports etiquette question for you.
Okay.
Do we have a photograph of this gentleman? We saw this over the weekend. What do you do with this guy?
Oh, the whole game?
Who stands right there in front of you?
The whole game.
And it looked like there's nobody else up. Like, what do you do about this?
Tell your daughter not to marry him because that's a full-on narcissist. He's actually making the game about himself. Like, he's setting himself apart from everybody else to let everybody else know that you know, that when he yells "Let's go," he really means it. That happened to me at the Rose Bowl. Last time I went to the Rose Bowl, this guy was hammered out of his mind. I was just like, "Dude, are you going to sit down at any point during the game?" And he just shook his head no. And then he had some sort of like tube apparatus for like the alcohol that he had in his pocket, and he offered it to
what, because he was a fan? Did he recognize you?
No, so he was hammered.
So, but you did say something.
Yeah,
good for you. Some people don't.
I didn't say, buddy, what? I didn't come in like I asked. I just said, can I ask you, are you gonna sit down at all during the game?
Yeah.
And like, it was funny because he was hammered, so it was really like slow motor. He was just like, just shook his head. So, I mean, I probably could have just gone.
You could have shoved him over. You could have sat him down for him.
No, you can't do that, dude. That's how you get a manslaughter charge. That happens all the time.
Just stay away.
Dads fight other dads. Yeah. Somebody always falls back and hits the head and they die. And then that's it.
So that's where you leave him alone. You just
and then
say
you're
something.
In one of those white collar gyms. Not gyms, jails. Sorry. They look like gyms with Bernie Madoff.
All because you touched somebody when they were drunk. You said, did the person sit down at all? Or they stood the entire time?
No, they stood up for the whole game. That's outrageous. It became amazing after a while, like how much alcohol they were taking, and they just never went down.
Ever.
You know?
What about another thing that's a pet peeve of ours is wearing a jersey to a game of a team that's not playing in that game. Do you have a problem with that, Bill Burr?
I have a problem with people wearing jerseys to games. You're not playing.
Yeah.
Okay. The more you dress up and all of that, and every team having like 58 different jerseys. It just gets to the point. The whole thing. I just can't. You know, this is our third jersey, our fourth jersey. This is our Father's Day jersey. This is our support the troops jersey. It's like, you're not supporting the troops. You're making money. That's what you're doing. Stop acting like you're doing this stuff. So when I go to games out here, I dress neutral. Because L.A. fans are, you can get hurt out here. They're insane. They always talk about Philly. Oh, they threw snowballs at Santa Claus. These people out here are crazy. They're crazy.
Yeah, so.
You end up with brain damage if you have, like, the, I mean, that's happened. So it's just like, all right, man, you know. Like, I used to wear, like, my Red Sox hat to Yankee Stadium. And like, I would get a ton of crap. But, like, once they saw I was cool. And I wasn't being a debt. That's as far as it went. And we kind of went like back and forth and blah, 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 blah. And then eventually, if the other Yankee fan was cool, we'd be like, you know what? I always like Jim Rice. We would talk about players that we liked. It would go to there. Out here, it doesn't.
It is an underrated angry place.
It starts bad, and then it gets worse, and then it spills out. That happened to me like a Chargers game. I wore a Patriots hat. It was the Chargers versus the Colts. I think I told this on this. I was rooting for the Chargers. And all of a sudden.
Wearing a Patriot hat.
Dude, security had to come up.
Get out of here. So then you, but why would you wear a Patriot hat to just a game that the Patriots are not in?
I was balding, and that was the hat I had. I wasn't thinking, and I just had it on, and I was thinking then. And I also, didn't understand how much the Chargers fans hated the Patriots. I didn't look at them like any sort of rival because we always beat them, like the Steelers. Well, like the Steelers hate us, and like we always beat them. So I don't like think anything like that.
Talk
you know?
About being unaware of your surroundings. Yeah, people don't like the Patriots, Bill, because they pretty much took care of everybody. They settled every piece of family business.
I know, but you guys were all babies about it, and all you did was say that we cheated, and like you never like even owned up to it. And now you didn't own up to it when they were great, and now that everybody's like 90 years old, you go, you see him zoom his wheelchair down the hill? No, I missed that.
What do you think of the current Patriots season? What do you like? You think you could?
I don't think it started yet, so I have I can't. I don't know how people sit there in their fantasy leagues and they watch preseason where there's like a 100 team roster and they feel like they have any. I think the coaches know what's going on, but I, as a stand up comedian, two kids under 10, I have no clue. I'm hearing good things, but I watched them. Way back when they had Paul Revere on their helmet, I'll always
Pat
watch
the
them.
Patriot. That's a good stuff, man.
Pat the Patriot.
Yeah, when Steve Grogan and his big ass neck would wear that thing.
Oh yeah, you know? Even with a neck brace, he still had at least like 2 feet of neck exposed. I've always argued that guy is arguably the toughest guy.
Grogan.
Whoever played, just the how long he took those hits for, how long he would hold the ball. But you also have to anybody who played quarterback.
Yeah.
For the Eagles during those veteran stadiums, because everybody like talks about like how that was just like playing on concrete.
Yeah, on concrete, yeah. Like Jaws, Ron Jaworski, all those guys back in the day. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Bill Burr, drop dead years. Congrats on the two Emmy nominations. Do we know who you're going against in these categories? Or you don't pay attention?
I forget, but I saw everybody is great, so I wouldn't mind. You know, if I don't win it, it's all right.
Well, we are experts.
If I don't win it, then I don't have to show that I didn't do my homework.
Because... We are experts in saying it's an honor to be nominated. So if you need that help, we can help you with that. For sure. Outstanding variety special, outstanding picture editing for variety programming. You shot it in Seattle. And you turned it into a streaming album. Do you know about that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure you did.
I am aware of that. Yeah. Well, what they do is then they put it in audio form.
Okay.
So then you can also be completely tone deaf and not even play a musical instrument, but you can still be considered for a Grammy.
Okay. Look at this. Are you going for an EGOT, man? Let's go. You can do this.
Yeah.
You've now got Broadway chops.
I haven't won any of them.
When Broadway Rich showed up. No, you got to start chipping away. I love it. So who are the nominees?
Yeah, so it's Outstanding Variety Special pre-recorded. Adam Sandler, Ali Wong, Bill, obviously, Conan O'Brien, Sarah Silverman, and Nate Bargatze.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm not winning that.
Why not?
Let me tell you something right now. I am not writing anything. Come on, dude. Conan, Adam, Ali, come on.
Yeah. And you.
I am huge fans of all of them. And they, you know what's great, too, is they're all great people, too.
That's great. Well, I don't know. I feel a good vibe. It's called a Rich Eisen Show bump. So, you know, when come on here, we leave them in a better place.
I like that.
Excellent.
What happened? What's with the thing, Gracie, the bracelet there? Did you go to camp?
No, this isn't. It's actually from Nantucket. It's Nantucket.
I have not seen one of those.
$4.99 at the sunken ship.
That's so true.
It's just $4.99 at the sunken ship, right near the juice bar.
You put it on, then somehow they shrink it, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then it doesn't come off. That's right.
There you go.
Thanks for noticing. Yeah. It's from your neck of the woods. No wonder you noticed it. At Bill Burr, at Wilford Burr on Instagram. Oh. You're the best, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Anytime. Are you kidding me?
All right.
This is fantastic.
It started off rocky the way,
It didn't start
rocky. Is everything
rocky.
All right in your personal
life?
All right.
Fine. I was just asking you about a sports headline,
Bill. I literally told my wife, I love doing the Rich Eisen show. This guy, we vibe. This guy loves me. And then, oh, whoa. Just
Then I asked him about a Monday Night Football game.
Oh, and then I was offered Starbucks. I mean, this. I've had better times. Okay, so I'm not going to judge the whole show. I'm kidding. You know I love you guys.
I love you guys. Bill Burr, everybody.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Rich Eisen show. We'll be back with more in a moment here on Disney Plus, ESPN, and ESPN Radio. Oh, man.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just speaking into the void? Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills. Wait, did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back on Rich Eisen Show. The Rich Eisen Show simulcast right now on Disney Plus and also our friends at ESPN and ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Want to tell you about the Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. It is an incredible SUV. It's all new. What makes it so great? Is it the spacious interior that's comfy for the whole crew? The capability to go off-road? Maybe it's up to 600-plus miles of range. 600-plus miles of range. Maybe it's the driver behind the wheel. I think you know these are all, it sounds like, rhetorical questions. Of course, it's all that and more. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. So much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call this number. Get a pen, everybody. 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603. How funny is Bill Burr? My God. My sides are... hurting my me right now. Amazing.
It's like you get a massage.
Broadway Rich.
Oh my God, Broadway Rich.
I mean, that
I'm a different guy.
You act different on Broadway Rich.
What did he, like I'm doing Taming of the Shrew. Yeah, that's what you were doing, Bill.
By the way, he's the modern Shakespeare and David Mamet.
Yeah.
It was a very faithful rendition of Glengarry Glen Ross when Broadway Rich was there. I'm referring to myself in the third
Broadway
person.
Broadway Rich.
Let's go to Bernardo in Santa Clarita, California, who has some, I guess, advice for me. Bernardo, what advice do you have for me?
Go Blue Rich.
First of all, thank you. Right back at you.
Well, if I may be so bold, I have some advice for you for when you go to Brazil, specifically to São Paulo. There is a saying that basically means, that's crazy, bro. Mm-hmm. Anytime something exciting happens, and it's specific to São Paulo. So if you were to say, "O louco meu," it would blow everyone's minds. It would make you a legend. You wouldn't pay for a thing in São Paulo while you were there.
Okay. Now, what am I saying? Because there is inevitably,
spell us out,
on Friday night going to be something totally crazy that happens in the game. And it would be, I think, fitting for me to say it. So you're not giving me like something, I'm not cursing to the YouTube global audience.
The direct translation basically means, that's crazy, dude.
Okay, that's crazy, dude. means, so what
Polo
am I?
Loco means like that's crazy. Okay. And in Sao Paulo, they call each other meu, which means mine, directly translated. But it's the way they say dude or bro.
All right. And this is not great for radio or television, asking someone to spell something. But so what spell it for me? How am I saying it? What am I?
I'll just sort of do it phonetically. O, like O-H.
Okay.
O, loco.
Oh, loco.
Meu. And it's like mayo, but make it one syllable. Just meu.
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 O loco meu.
Perfect.
O loco meu.
O loco meu. And if you say that in the street, people literally are going to be like, this guy's one of us.
One of us.
Wow.
And I want to be one of you.
Yeah.
One of us. I had no idea.
One of us.
I had no idea I wanted to be one of you, but now I do.
The best thing about us, well, though,
I'm
it's
glad
about
to help
us.
However I can. One Ladies Michigan man to another, one sad Jets fan to another.
Well, Dylan O'Brien, Dylan O'Brien's coming in hour number three, and we'll talk about Elijah Vera Tucker being potentially significantly hurt. Only the Jets.
That.
Only the Jets,
brutal.
Bernardo. Thanks for the call. Bernardo in Santa Clarita giving me o loco mayo.
A loco mayo.
A loco mayo?
Mail.
Loco mail.
Mail.
Not like Cinco de Mayo. Loco mail.
Yeah, mail. Okay. Like one syllable.
Loco mail.
Mayo, but one syllable.
So you know what I mean? Like something crazy happens.
Right.
Inevitably in a football game.
Like Kelsey tries like a backward pass again, like he did against the Bills.
That's the Portuguese Dick Enberg oh my. Right?
Portuguese Dick Enberg.
Write it down. Alongside Kurt Warner, I'm the Portuguese.
Dick Enberg. Next year, you could use that.
What do you think?
Early 2026 fantasy
Portuguese
games.
Dick Enberg.
Portuguese Dick Enberg.
Write it down.
That's Portuguese.
It's what it is. A loco mayo. O loco mayo.
Mayo. It's like one syllable.
Because
one
I'm looking mail. Up the English to Portuguese translation, and it's saying "iso e locora car."
But
so
he's saying this is specific
local
to
slang. Yeah. Yeah. Like
so I'm just
slang.
Making sure it's we're not. I'm just making sure you're not going to get caught up in the
you
mix.
Know how again
I'm doing right
New
now.
Yorkers and
slang,
Massachusetts yeah. slang. People have different accents. I imagine this is.
I would feel more comfortable if we got one more person who knew Portuguese just to verify that before we send you.
We need another.
Yeah, I just want.
Bernardo Michigan Man is leading me down a river here?
I don't want this. Yeah. I don't want to make this
Understood.
ESPN grand
right.
open and a grand closing. You know what I mean? I want to make sure you're right. Okay, that's all I'm looking
at. Launching Bernardo under the bus.
TJ. As they say in wherever. Good looking out.
Thank you. My brother. That's what I'm saying.
Look at us.
I want to send you down there and get you caught up in the mix.
Because if this didn't mean what it say, I mean, a loco mayo, that would be
loco mayo.
Bad.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.